Hello, welcome to Newspox. It's Monday the 2nd of April.
Ooh. Ooh,
April. Yesterday was 1st of April.
Yeah.
Zena tried to get me with an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, didn't work.
Didn't work on Penny. Didn't work on your mum.
Didn't work on my mum.
Did you do any successful ones?
Well, Carolyn, my flatmate, had got home from Spain. She'd been away all week. I shouted her in the morning. She was still in her room. And I said, oh, I've tried to do some April Fool's joke. None of them have worked. And she went, oh, dear. And then she went, someone's cut my head off. And I went, what? She went, yeah, come and look. And I went and looked.
They hadn't cut her head off at all. It was an April Fool's
joke. She was just holding her sheet up next to her head.
It's very sweet. So what's the news?
There's been... Well, there's some big problems in the world with Iran.
No, you say it's a problem. I think they're doing us a service.
You think Iran are?
Yeah, what they seem to be doing is operating some sort of dating video dating service where they get single young men in the services to appear on television, mm-hmm. talk about what sort of ladies they like and how the fact that they were in Iraqi waters, they were in Irani waters, and then we can decide whether we want to go out with them or not.
Is that what happened?
I think so. There was some fact this morning. They were reading the newspapers on the telly. Terribly boring, not like this. And someone said to me that they've got all the single men to go out and do it. So that made me think it was like a dating thing. But I haven't found that detail in any of the papers. I think possibly it was a Freudian slip.
Right.
By someone on the news.
I think it may have been...
Maybe I misheard, which is a bit more likely.
15 people have been captured, and they still haven't let any of them loose, and now George Bush is going, hey, maybe if you don't sort something out soon, I'm going to come and spunk on you and all of you people. We will win this war. I mean, even if they were paddling in Iran, what's the problem?
No, it's not. It's quite hard with water because it's not like, you know, say the swimming lanes. I mean, the swimming lanes is water, obviously, but they're delineated.
Yeah.
But in the sea, you don't get lanes or anything.
No, and also, who says that they own it? You know, I mean, I could put my hand up and go, actually,
it's my water.
It's mine. Prove it isn't.
I imagine they'd come to some sort of agreement somewhere along the line.
In actual fact, it's nobody's water, is it?
It's God's water.
It's God's water, actually.
It's God's way, that's what the sea is.
I think someone should tell Tony Blair to say that. Because I will sort it out.
Kate Moss.
Yep.
Bad news for Kate yet again. She's been ditched off the 100 Sexiest Women list on FHM. Do you know who she's been ditched in favour of?
Who?
You.
Oh.
You're number 99.
Oh, and what number are you?
21. But I was on there last year.
Right. Were you?
No. She was 87th last year. She's going to be ditched. Britney Spears was top in 2004. And then in 2006, she'd gone completely. She's not on the list anymore. Don't think she's going to be this year either.
I wouldn't have thought she'd manage it this year.
Who do you think will be number one? But I can tell you the hot favourite is. It's Keely Hazel, who is a Page 3 favourite. Who would you put at your number one Sexiest Women magazine?
I mean, gosh, I don't know. I can't imagine.
Vanessa?
Maybe Vanessa. Who would you put?
I'm a fan of Salma Hayek.
You like her?
I like her. And I like Catherine Zeta-Jones, especially in Chicago.
Who's the girl that was in Leon and she had the plant and then she grew up to be very beautiful?
Natalie Portman.
I'd put her.
I'll tell you why I think she's very sexy.
Go on.
Dawn French.
You could have her.
I think, but genuinely, I was a bit crushing her on the center. She's like, oh, she's so nice. So there we go.
Well, if you're doing that, I'll put Jennifer Saunders in because we don't want her to feel left out.
Crowds of people yesterday in Hove was scrambling after money as it was flying through the air because a box flew open, burst open, in a Securicor van. Or someone had tried to steal the money from a Securicor van, and the Securicor man went, "Here you go," and flipped it in his face, and all the money went everywhere, and everyone just going, "Oh, there's an armed robber there, but we'll just go get some free £20 notes." That's what that's happened.
Nice.
Walthamstow's news.
Well,
it's where I live. Apparently a randy cop is facing prosecution after raiding a brothel and then turning up a bit later for a shag and putting one of his putting a community officer on the front door while he did the business.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah?
Because for one, he's doing his job. As long as he didn't go in uniform, he's just making use of the facilities.
It's a bit bad to go and arrest some, raiding it, and then going back. I think that's the hypocrisy of it. You don't go, "No, you can't do that," and then go and get involved.
If it's out of hours, let him get on with it.
To be honest, if I was the madam of that brothel, wouldn't let him in.
If I was the madam, I'd probably hike the
cops.
Or
would you give him a...
I'd give him a blowjob.
Give him a free one. Stop any future problems.
There's new discipline allowed in schools. Teachers are now allowed to use reasonable force with aggressive youngsters. These new powers are aimed at unresponsive and aggressive kids whose attitude owes much to the "Am I Bothered" character made famous by Catherine Tate. Don't think it does it? I don't think it's anything to do with Catherine Tate.
I imagine that Catherine Tate was more... an observation of the way the children behave rather than them copying her.
Yeah.
It's observational comedy.
I don't think she can be blamed.
It's funny because it's true. Colleen McLaughlin, she was 21 at the weekend. She had a big party. Very classy affair. She had a marquee in a fun fair. The Sugar Babes played. Some guests came in fancy dress, most didn't, but one dressed up as Cruella de Vil. This lady here flashed her boob at photographers. She's not famous, but I think she's hoping she will be now. Weirdest thing, so everyone got a free cake, which is good, birthday cake, nice.
Yeah.
They all had a picture of Colleen's face on them. That's a bit odd.
That's funny.
Wayne Rooney's little brother Graham was spotted scoffing at McDonald's as he got on the bus, despite Colleen laying on four different buffets. The staff had uniforms with no pockets so that they couldn't bring cameras in. And that's it. It was a lavish do. The state of her, though. His, Wayne Rooney's ugly brother.
Oh, Jesus.
And his ugly girlfriend. They're 18, though.
And they're very similar, aren't they, to...
They're very much a low-rent, but they're like the Primark version of Wayne and Colleen,
which is
TK Maxx.
Yeah, fucking hell. A mother took a photograph of her baby. When she got the photograph back, she thought, "Hang on a minute, one eye's red, and one eye is looks hollow and beaming white. That's weird." Then she looked at her daughter's eye and said, "I'm going to take you to hospital." And then she had eye cancer. So, take some photographs of yourself, and if one of your eyes looks funny, you've probably got cancer.
Or cataract.
Or no eye. Or glass eye.
That'd be weird. You know Matty Hull, the Friendly Fire fella?
Oh, yeah.
His missus getting married.
Already?
Well, I was like, callous. She's been moaning on about how she needs closure. She obviously doesn't. He actually died 4 years ago.
Oh, well, that's alright.
So, it's not actually, it's enough time.
Yeah, to one of his mates.
Yeah.
Somebody's done some tests on Cadbury's Easter egg. Apparently, the $14.99 Cadbury's egg.
So $14.99?
Top of the range kind of egg. Stale. I can't believe it, actually. I'd like to,
I don't believe that
either. Test out for myself before I believe everything that I read. God forbid.
So, Cadbury's, if you are listening, we still need to try some eggs.
Yes, send us some fucking eggs. Otherwise, the Cadbury's cream egg gets it.
Corey tonight, I think it's the big Tracy Barlow murder trial. The Sun are saying guilty, and they're just saying that's just our verdict, guilty. We don't know what's happening. They did exactly the same thing on Saturday with their TV guide, which I read at my grand's house. Not guilty, question mark, they had on the cover. So my grand was going, oh, she's found not guilty. But I didn't have the art to explain to her. She hadn't. She'd been duped.
If you look forward in the TV listing, so you'll see that she gets away with it. But Deirdre still says, well, fuck off, I don't want to know what to do with you, missus.
So they're all pretending they don't know, but actually everyone does know.
Yeah.
Annoying. There's a couple of other brilliant things in The Sun on Saturday. There was one bit where Lorraine Kelly was saying that Maxine Carr's just a low-rent version of Lady Macbeth. I liked that. Ooh, and another one was that. So, then the girl, here we are, the pretty girl, got killed in the bath in Japan.
Oh, yeah, it was from a manga comic or something,
wasn't
it?
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the guy who did it, they found a load of blood, his blood, on the balcony, and they think he'd cut off the top of his finger so he could present it to a Japanese crime lord, like a mafia type thing. Is it triad? I don't think it was a triad. Anyway, so they reckon that he'd done that so that they'd hide him. But there was a bit saying that he'd plucked his eyebrows in the style of Japanese crime lord, and I loved that. I don't know what that style is, but I love the fact there is a style of eyebrow for a Japanese crime lord.
Yeah, I mean, we don't condone what he did for a second, though.
Oh no, I was condoning it. Didn't you hear that?
You know how the Sugar Babes played for Colleen?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out they'll play for anyone. They played at the birthday of a pig farmer.
They didn't.
Yes, they did.
They didn't. You haven't read it properly. That story starts off a bit about pig farmer, and then halfway through it turns into a story about Colleen.
And the pig farmer built a castle for his wife. Because she always wanted a birthday party in a castle.
The stupid thing is, he says, I couldn't find one. Well, they're not that hard to find, they're massive.
It's surely easier to rent a castle and build one for £5,000 and then put the sugar babes
cheap.
In. If you go onto Bob Geldof's website and try and link to Band-Aid, you'll go to some hardcore porn. Some hackers had a fiddle around with it. Quite funny, really.
It is quite funny. A pilot's been arrested at the wheel of his plane. He was about to fly to New York. Turns out he was pissed as a fart.
Right.
They smelt it on his breath.
Terrible. Nurses. 5,000 nurses in the last 12 months have been injured by lifting up fatties.
Fat fatties?
Yeah. So, you know, have some self-respect.
Respect for yourself, respect for the nurses.
Yeah, don't get fat, stop eating.
And if you do get fat and you're ill, just, you know, fester away at home.
Yeah, if you're not sure whether or not you're fat, weigh yourself, email us, tell us your age, weight, and your height, and we'll tell you if you're fat or not.
Or just send us a picture.
Yeah, send us a picture. Even just your face will be able to tell.
Unless you're the boy from Keen, in which case you've got a really fat face, but you're
not
actually not
really,
that fat.
No.
Smoking in public places has been banned in Wales today. So Northern Ireland start next month, and then in England beginning of July.
Well, for that.
Exciting, I can't wait.
Because I think downstairs is going to be a lot nicer, isn't it?
I tell you what, it's really started smelling up here as well now. I think it's because the weird aircon thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it always smells of stale fags now in the dressing room. But don't tell anybody that, especially if they're coming to perform here. Tell them it's nice, it smells nice, and it's better than the Hen and Chickens, which smells of poo.
Congrats to Mylene. Preggers.
Mylene. Is she?
Yeah, she got preggers by her bodyguard.
Ooh, like
Whitney Houston.
Yes, exactly
like Whitney Houston. So that's good. A man travelled around the world, and when he returned, he'd found out they'd been broken into, which I suppose happens quite a lot.
Hmm.
But they'd really gone to town, and they'd even stolen his sink.
Jesus, they probably knew that he was going around the world. He wouldn't be back for at least 80 days.
Yeah, well, it takes that long, doesn't it?
Yeah. Top 10 singles. Number 1 is The Proclaimers. Then
two to
7. I've never heard of them. And then it's the Kaiser Chiefs, Take That, and Justin Timberlake.
So I have heard of them. Top albums, Take That. To be honest, I found disappointing. Elton John's going to be annoyed because he was only at number 2 with his greatest hits. And that is the chart news.
A woman has been fined for parking on her own land. She used to have a little dirt track and the council came covered in tarmac, painted a line on it and then fined her. And she said, but it's my land, and they said, no, you own the land underneath the tarmac. So she's like, well, I'll go up the fucking tarmac then.
You put tarmac on my land, I'll charge you rent.
Yeah, you bunch of fucking cunts.
Which council's this? Just so we know exactly who the cunts are.
Shepway District Council.
That's Scotland or something.
Dunno. Oh no, it's in Kent.
Oh, quite close then.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Condom giant Durex has been flooded with applications from Randy Brits eager to test its products. They've said, do you want to test out some of our stuff? And everyone's gone, yeah, all right then, free condoms. Do we get any of those free things that you got? But I don't think they do, I think they just get condoms and lubricants.
What are the free things?
I don't know, you can get some sort of like cock rings and things. They start advertising them on the telly and then selling them at Boots.
Are they selling them in Superdrug?
Don't know, probably.
Well, I need a new deodorant, so I'll...
Didn't get one. I'm interested.
Oh, I'd be interested.
Chris Tarrant's got a new girlfriend. She was in EastEnders twice, playing April Branning.
So no one would remember, but on the front of the News of the World on the weekend, it was Tarrant with EastEnders stars.
So you get really excited.
And I was looking at who the fuck is that?
She was Carol Jackson's sister.
If anyone can remember. So Sonia's aunt. But she kind of looks a bit like Ingrid.
They're all blondes. Doctor Who was on at the weekend. Did you watch it?
No.
Me neither.
Good though, wasn't it?
It's very good.
MRSA.
MRSA?
Yeah. It's beginning to not just be in hospitals now. So, the way to not have it is, be careful. When you flush the toilet, put the lid down first.
Because otherwise the germs.
750,000 germs spray into the air and onto you. Wash your sheets and put your pillowcases in the freezer because dust mites will then get frozen to death. And make sure you've got a clean chopping board. And if you've got like bodily fluids on your sheets, like blood, cum, piss, shit,
fanny juice,
any kind of like loose fanny juice or.
Sweat.
Pre-cum. wash.
That's it, we've had it there.
Wash your sheets.
Good advice there. You're just like Kim and Aggie, you are.
I'm a walking government health. Warning.
Star Wars has lost its crown as the UK's favourite sci-fi film. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the UK's favourite sci-fi film is?
Star Trek, is
that? No, it's Serenity.
Never heard of it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I went to see it at the cinema and I've got it on DVD. I've definitely heard of it, but it seems bizarre. It's in SFX magazine, so, I mean, it's not Britain's favourite. It's the geek's favourite. But well done, Joss Whedon, the writer, director of Serenity. Good work. It's a very good film.
Excellent.
If anyone wants to borrow it, I'll lend it to you. Or, you know, probably easier, because I don't actually necessarily know you. Join Love Film, get a free trial, and get it that way.
Congratulations to the victims of the tsunami. Now, not all these, like, fake tsunamis that have been, like, you know...
Tsunami lights.
Shower. Proper tsunami victims, they've been trying to think of ways to, you know, survive. And they've come up with the interesting idea of selling their body organs. Can sell a kidney, can sell, you know, a heart valve, you know, leg, arm, eye, that kind of thing. So it's good that they've found something useful
to do. It's like a human farm.
So if anyone needs a body part,
go to the tsunami victim.
Go to the tsunami.
Philippines.
I don't know, it was the side of the world. Thailand?
I think it was around and about.
It was quite big, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. British men are 3 times more likely to talk about their wife or girlfriend in the pub than they were a year ago. A poll reveals.
Right, that's a stupid poll.
Stupid poll. It's probably just asked from different people.
Stupid.
Potty Alan Braithwaite, 28 years old, made a record 306 foot long chain of 939 used toilet rolls.
I used to do that kind of stuff when I was about 8.
In Bournemouth. Well, you know, if you stuck with it 20 years later, you could have made a really long one.
306 feet is not even very long, is it?
It's quite long.
It's not very
long. It's not 100 metres. Patsy Palmer. She, apparently, Prince William had a crush on her when she was in EastEnders.
Mm-hmm.
He asked his friend Tara Palmer Tompkinson to ask Patsy Palmer if he could have a naked photo of her. She said no.
Don't believe
she
it.
She was scandalised, apparently.
In the US, they've had a biggest Fool's Day on April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So the top fool in America, Britney Spears, came number one. Runners up, Paris Hilton, Michael Jackson, President Bush, Mel Gibson.
Do you agree? Who's your biggest fool of the year?
Biggest fool.
Crazy fool.
I don't know. Probably none of them.
Jade Goody.
Oh, who's the man in Knight Rider?
David Hasselhoff.
He's probably quite foolish. He pissed himself in the airport, didn't he? That's stupid.
Can you flip back a bit? Because I was interested in this story. There's a story here, but you know when you text the question to your text service?
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you the answer. It's a good service. I like it. I've invented that. I really hope that they're a multi-millionaire. They deserve to be. It's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they were doing this, the Metro, talking about what questions have been asked. And someone asked how many what percentage of US crimes, if murder she wrote was real, what percentage of US crimes would Jessica Fletcher be responsible for? And they worked it out as if you assume there's one murder per episode of Murder, She Wrote, which I think is underestimating the body count slightly, it'd be 0.26% of US killings would be her fault. Now, forgive me if I've misunderstood Murder, She Wrote the whole time. I do admit there's something quite suspect about the fact that she's involved in lots of investigations, but she would have never actually murdered anyone, did she? She's not responsible for them. She solved them. They could find out what percentage did she solve. Not what percentage did she do. Is she responsible for?
A lorry driver. He was thinking, I've got to go to work now. I just had a sandwich. Got quite a long journey to go on. Maybe have a drink. I'll have 20 pints of lager. You got done.
This tonight on Crime Watch, they're doing an appeal for the guy Adam Regis, who's one of the teenagers who's got stabbed. There's another one being stabbed, 5 in a month total. And they've been showing clips of the appeal. And don't be mean to teenagers at all. But his girlfriend's on it, and she's going, "Oh, the thing is, he had a lovely smile. That's the one thing I remember." And you go, "He died 2 weeks ago. Surely you can remember a bit more about him than that." I'm not sure if you're even his girlfriend. But yeah, she does remember that he had a lovely smile.
Bloody hell. A woman spent £20,000 on a new face in order to get a husband.
Mm-hmm. Did she get a husband?
Well, she's got
face. You know what she looks like? Yeah, she looks like a husband.
So maybe she should change.
It's not the before picture, is it?
That's definitely the after picture. I wonder if I'm sorry.
I'm out of news. Your scene's just flicking through.
Oh, yeah, there was
any good news.
Something.
So we're on telly tonight?
9 o'clock tonight, Channel 5 documentary about Tourette's.
Noel Faulkner's in that.
Yeah, and the girl, lovely girl who was here with that show the other week, her mum produced it.
Oh, which lovely girl?
The lot that you liked.
Oh, Lucy and Laura.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah. So
you watch that, 9 o'clock. Some people swearing.
funny tits.
Shit, Doris.
Someone's a laugh at, isn't it?
And then there's Orangutan Diary on as well. And there's going to be loads of cute orangutans. They're keeping them young, though. Tell you what, when they get old, they'd be weird pleat faces.
Oh, you still would.
Right, we done?
I think so. I think that was the final line. That's where you were meant to go.
Thanks.
And then...
Oh! Do you want to do it again?
Yeah, go on.
Orangutans are very cute when they're little, but when they get old, they just have really big, wide pleat faces.
Yeah, you still would.
Thanks for listening. Bye!